Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands up.
But it's Don. Not.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
It's brought to you tonight by Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. Kick back and relax at Jake's 58 with the Stay and Dine package or the Stay and Play package. Discover the excitement you've been missing at Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. If gambling's a problem for you or someone you care about, please call 877-8-HOPE-NY for help or text HOPE-NY-467-369. I'd like to start off tonight's ENN, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
Why don't you go hang on the rim, you hairy ape? Go ahead.
Troubling. I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
I don't feel like high-fiving strangers.
And to Michael.
Sports, yeah.
And to Don.
I don't know what you do with soccer.
And to Don.
I think you should go for it on fourth down. I thought about it during the Minute Maid commercial.
And to Don.
No, I'm not entertaining you. I'm watching the game.
And lastly, to myself. Head over to FanDuel. Get, whoop, sorry, FanDuel. That was brain no compute.
Wow.
That comes out when I put it out.
Don.
We suck.
Just so you know, that was a Sloman's read.
Okay, well.
I did that the
Hopefully
other day,
Peter.
Hopefully
they're not DraftKings people.
I did that the other day, seamlessly transitioned in the middle of a sentence.
Did you really?
Yep.
What, you mean between two spots?
Yes, because I was starting to read a spot that I had just read, and I said, and by the way, and boom.
And just, by the way, I'm a big by the way guy.
Yeah.
One of the biggest by the way guys there is in
Always
the business.
Always have been, yep.
You know what, guys? Let's not waste any time. Let's go right into a little World Cup watch, shall we?
Oh, can you believe this? Go! Moses Simon's got it! Goal! That is one of the strikes of the season!
World Cup watch.
I won't try eggs. I'm going to try soccer?
If you thought watching USA soccer, then you're a moron.
More drama in the World Cup today.
Mothers and fathers join together.
I wanted to hear that whole thing.
Yeah, I want to hear it all.
Keep going. Oh, Dominic McGregor, that man's an expert.
God, I wish we were able to find him.
So Uruguay beat Ghana 2-0 and also was eliminated.
Yeah.
Luis Suarez, no more.
He was crying.
Oh, yeah, it'll be his last World Cup. That's the end of the line.
Too bad.
Mothers and fathers holding hands in the Bronx with Michael Kay in New York.
Meanwhile, South Korea beats Portugal 2-1. They will move on. So Portugal and South Korea moving on. Brazil loses 1-0 to Cameroon. No matter. They advance anyway.
Did they mail it in? Was this just a
my guess,
exercise?
Yeah, they lost 1-0. My guess was, knowing that Brazil team, once they're already in, they every once in a while you'll see them take the third game. Now, you'd like to, I think, show dominance in that game regardless in a perfect world, but hey, they'll be okay.
So the next round, though, Peter, you lose, you're out.
Oh, yeah.
Go home.
That's right, Michael.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow at 10 a.m., you lose, you're out. United States hosting Netherlands. Let's hear from Captain Tyler Adams.
I really appreciate you joining me. Just wrapped up last training before arguably the biggest match of your lives. What was the mood like, the vibe of the group ahead of this one?
I think for a young group, we have this confidence about us, a fearlessness about us that no matter who we're playing, we just still have the same energy, the same vibe. And that's a good feeling to have going into a big game.
When I say that you've covered more ground than any player at the World Cup, what's your reaction to that?
I'll do whatever for the team. I don't care. The guys next to me have also run. I know a lot, so they're probably not far off. But yeah, it adds up for sure, but ready to go tomorrow.
Christian.
Well, who's the woman that was asking questions?
Who was that again, Anthony?
That's the great Jenny Taft.
Okay.
Christian.
And by the way, for all you soccer fans, if you're on 79th between Broadway and Amsterdam tomorrow, Peter's making an appearance at Blondie's watching the game. Love to talk with you and sign autographs.
I do not want to talk or
what
sign autographs. Well, I'm happy to talk, but you get the idea. Christian Pulisic will be available for your United States national team tomorrow.
So his pelvis is healed.
His healed pelvis, of course. And the late game tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Argentina and Australia.
Will you stay for that, too, or are you just care
not.
About U.S.?
I will not. I'll watch that game at home. And, of course, if the United States somehow beats the Netherlands and Australia were to win, you'd have a big Keisho versus Jarve matchup.
Is he excited? I'm assuming he's excited about it.
Well, that's how I know about it is because the other day he wrote me and said, hey, we could play. Now, I don't think either one winning is likely. certainly Argentina, not the matchup you're looking for. And the Netherlands are really good, too. I mean, I don't know. Do you know what the line is tomorrow, Anthony? Can you look that up?
The Netherlandians are like -7 goals.
That, it can't be that.
It's really a big, it's a big number.
It's funny. They don't say it here on the, are you not able to bet it here? It's not on the, the U.S. is +350 to win. And what's the, and the Netherlands are -112. So we're pretty big dogs tomorrow, 10 a.m. By the way, it's, guys, can we just stop with the nonsense of on Fox they always have to promote soccer an
what?
Hour before? It's really irritating. Everything they say 9 a.m., 1 p.m. It's not. It's 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Have as much coverage as you want of it. I get it. You got to do that.
Yeah, keep it
but
on.
Don't make it seem like that's when the game starts. That's fugazi.
Especially,
say, you know, pregame at 9.
Exactly.
Game starts at 10. But all these networks now, not coverage begins. They make you seem like that's when the game starts. Stop it.
And it's particularly frustrating for, like, a game like tomorrow, for example. There are a lot of people who are going to tune in tomorrow who normally would not be tuned in. They don't understand. They haven't been watching the whole tournament. And they're going to be sitting there at 9 o'clock waiting for kickoff for an hour. It's 10 a.m., kids. 10 a.m.
Yeah, so on my BetMGM app, Netherlands winning by a goal is -110.
Okay.
And two goals is +333.
That's wild. Well, you know what? I wonder if that's in part, Don, the fact that the U.S. has given up one goal in the round robin on a penalty kick.
Now, they say tie +230. There are no ties, but I guess that would be the money if it went to penalty kicks, right?
I would assume so, because you can't have a tie tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's a regulation-only bet.
Yeah, I guess regulation.
Can you imagine a World Cup being decided by penalty kicks? Why don't they just let the clock run?
In 94, right?
No.
Yeah,
let
Baggio.
The clock run. Let people, like,
I gotta tell
over.
You,
Baggio over the crossbar.
Well, especially with how it seems so easy to do it. But it was – I remember 94. That was pretty exciting, though.
But even hockey doesn't do the shootout in the playoffs.
No.
But the difference is, here's where it's hard. The level, I mean, not that hockey's not incredibly draining, but obviously people are coming on or off the ice constantly. The level of fatigue you're talking about when you get past 120 minutes of running, these guys are running 20 miles.
Oh, I get it, Peter, but then somebody
miles.
Is going to lose. Somebody's going to lose.
But again, the quality of play would suffer if these guys are just so physically drained and exhausted. There could be injuries, and plus, because there's not a lot of scoring, Michael, God, how long could the game possibly go?
You have guys on the bench.
You know what? I have a question about this tournament I've been meaning to ask. And there's only one person I can ask it to.
Me?
Do you guys think Andrew Gundling will answer at work?
I try every day.
All right, ask him.
Hello? No, it's...
Hey, Andrew? Hey there, you're on ENN.
This is your cell phone that called me.
That's right. It's held up to the microphone. Can you guys hear Andrew okay?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
He
so, Andrew,
us,
we're talking World Cup. You'd be very impressed. In the last 5 minutes, Michael and Don neither has mentioned them needing to change the rules, how shootouts should be banned. Well, Michael implied it, but it wasn't outright said. My question for you is, though, Andrew, what is the soccer world saying about how crazy the amount of extra time has been in this tournament?
So, I think it was unexpected. Because it has been jarring. It is not like this. This is weird and different. But apparently they said beforehand that they were going to really enforce stoppage time to the absolute letter of the law. Like, every second that is wasted, they were putting that back. Usually it's just, it's not like that. They estimate it's usually not more than 4 to 5 minutes or so. This is weird and unusual, and I'm surprised that they didn't trial it beforehand in some qualifiers or friendlies, because this is not the norm. And it seems like,
yeah, 8 or 9 minutes every game is pretty weird.
Yeah.
Ask him if he misses
us. This
is
unusual.
Michael has a question. Michael has a question, Andrew. He says he wants to know if you miss us.
I do.
Ooh.
I do miss all of you very much.
Wow.
It was amazing seeing all of you guys at the 20th anniversary.
And Andrew, how uncomfortable were you with the raucous applause when you walked in the room?
I was extremely uncomfortable. It was really nice. Like, what a cool thing to, like, be able to say happened to me, that, like, people were actually that happy to see me. That was really cool. But, like, yeah, that's just not, I don't know, that's just not me. That makes me feel weird.
Michael, Don, either of you guys have another question for Andrew?
Any regrets?
Tell him I love him.
Michael says he loves you, and Don wants to know if you have any regrets.
No. I don't. I love all of you guys too.
Okay. Truly. All right. We love. Where are you watching the game tomorrow?
I think I'm having a couple friends over my house.
Oh, Don, what do you think?
Interesting.
Of that?
I'll explain why later. Thank you, Andrew. We love you.
I love you too. See ya.
He's not all in.
Nobody's all in more than Andrew at soccer. So your thing is
right,
shot
so,
down.
Having a few friends over.
Wow. That's how you close it out, Andrew. Attaway.
Well, hey there.
That's true. Let's hear really quickly. Let's hear from CJ Uzama, who was on with DNR earlier. He's been quite the chatty patty this week. And he was asked, what have you seen from Mike White that gives you confidence?
Preparation that goes in, all I know is what I see from him and backups that I've had in the past. And I can say that his work ethic is second to none. He prepares every game. And that's, you know, that's football talk, right? Like, well, you got to prepare every game like you're going in. But he does, you know, and you see it. You know, you can tell even during the game, he would come up to you and be like, hey, like, we saw you on this. Like, just make sure you run it again the same way. And coming up to Conk and I, especially, and just saying, hey, like, we'll get you this ball. We see it, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, if that's any indication of where his head's at as a quarterback and where his head's at as a football player and the leader of the team, then, again, you know, I think the sky's the limit for what he can do and what he brings to the table.
I have a quote from Troy Aikman, if you'd like it, Peter.
Okay, well, related to what?
About the Cowboys' chances of getting Odell Beckham. This was on DFW The Ticket.
All right.
Come on, Daddy.
If I was betting, I'd bet virtually everything I have on it. I've never known Jerry to lose a player he's wanted. I think it'll definitely happen.
All right. Well, we shall see. Couple of quick notes. Al Horford signs a two-year deal with the Celtics to stick around. I don't know if you guys
know that.
I'm thrilled with it. I mean. Yeah.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
By the way, you know who's not looking great right now? We haven't talked about this at all. I mean, with all due respect, Ime Udoka, they're the best they've ever been. They're now eight. They're done. They're 18-4. They're the best team in the NBA. Yeah.
Did you see what, I guess she's not his wife, the actress?
Yeah, she like came out against the Celtics.
Oh, I mean, are you kidding me? What'd the Celtics do?
Yeah, Nia Long was like upset.
Well, they didn't call me to see how I was. Well, it's your husband's fault.
Well, here's what Ebro said this morning on the show. We talked about this on the Ebro in the Morning program. And his thought was like, I don't think at any job they would call. In fact, they're probably discouraged from having any contact in a situation that could be legal like this.
How could she expect the call?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And the sheer arrogance of saying that, and saying that the Celtics didn't care about making this public, and you know, making my child feel terrible. Well, how are the Celtics going to suspend your husband without saying something?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. It seemed like passing the buck to me as well. I'm a Celtics defender, so hey. Mac Jones says the emotions got the best of him in the loss to the Bills last night. Don and I loved every second. And let's get into a very fast, very quick Week 13 NFL announcer schedule, shall we?
Yeah.
We start at 1 p.m. in Minnesota. The Jets at the Vikings. You guys know who's on the call for this game.
Lost in the
sauce.
That's right, Ian Eagle. He'll be joined by Charles Davis and Mr. Evan Washburn.
That's the A team.
That's right. It is the A team. 1 o'clock, we continue on. MetLife Stadium, my Washington Commanders in town. Don, you know who's on the call for that one.
Then I usually play ping pong. I've been doing that for the last week or so.
Kenny Albert, joined by Jonathan Vilma and Shannon Spake. And on the radio, ESPN Radio, Steve Levy.
It's pretty good to be your boy Leaves right about now.
Joined by our buddy Mike Tannenbaum. A couple of our friends there on the radio broadcast. Also 1 o'clock in Atlanta. The Pittsburgh Steelers are in town for Andrew Catalan.
Andrew Catalan.
That's right, and James Lofton. We go to Baltimore. The Broncos taking on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens trying to bounce back after that tough loss against the Jags. For a game like this, there's only one man.
Some guy with a bra.
His name is Kevin Harlan. He'll be joined by Trent Green and Melanie Collins. Also at 1 o'clock to Chicago, the Packers and the Bears. Adam Amin on the call.
Now stands erect.
He'll be there with Mark Schlereth and Christina Pink. And yeah. Michael, you know what that means.
It means stinking pink.
Yeah. That's right, the stinking pink connection. We stay at 1 o'clock. We go to Detroit, the Jaguars, and the Lions in my three-point game. I like the Lions getting 1 point at home. Chris Myers on the
call. I have Chris Myers.
He'll be joined by Robert Smith and Jen Hale. We go to Houston, and here it is. The big return of Deshaun Watson to his former team, the Houston Texans. 1 o'clock, CBS. Spiro Dedes on the call.
Spiro Dedes?
He'll be joined by Jay Feely and Aditi Kinkwabala. Also 1 o'clock, the last 1 o'clocker. Big game for Michael, the Titans. 4.5-point dogs at the Eagles. Kevin Burkhardt on the call.
Keith, these are definitely not pumpkins.
He'll be joined by Greg Olson, Aaron Andrews.
All right, old man, I can joke with you about that.
And Tom Rinaldi. To 4 o'clock we go. Los Angeles, the Seahawks, the Rams, Kevin Kugler, Mark Sanchez.
I mean, Shelton's clearing out defenders faster than a teenager clears his search history on his web browser. Holy smokes.
And Laura Oakman on the call. Also at 4:05 in San Francisco, a game Michael will be locked into. The Dolphins at the 49ers. Joe Davis on the call. He'll be joined by Moose Johnston and Pam Oliver.
Hey, now.
4:25. The Chiefs and the Bengals.
You know, hello, Fritz.
That's Jim Nantz time with Tony
First
Romo.
First down, everyone. I did it.
And Tracy Wolfson. Also, 4:25, Las Vegas. The Chargers in town. Greg Gumbel. Adam Archuleta.
Adam Golden Archuleta.
And A.J. Ross on the call. The Sunday Nighters, Indy and Dallas. Tarico Collinsworth and Melissa Stark.
Stop it.
And the Monday Nighter, 8:15, the Saints and the Bucks, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman.
Come on, Daddy.
And Lisa Salters. That'll do it for this week's NFL announcer lineup and ENN.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.